What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner? Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
Yeah, there we go. How do you like that?
I like it. Is this... Oh, wait. Is this two Darrens in a row?
Two Darrens?
No, I think there was an Adam in between the Darrens.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there was? Okay.
It was a Darren sandwich with Adam meat.
Oh, that sounds so awful. And
I'm sorry.
And Darren sandwich with Adam meat?
I'm sorry. That was terrible. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the worst What's for Dinner ever, because if What's for Dinner is a Darren sandwich
with Adam meat.
I'm returning.
No, you know, I said add meat, so it wasn't as provocative.
Add meat. Oh, I thought you meant like Adam Richman is the meat.
Well, that's what she did
well,
mean,
I
but
did
now she's
mean,
trying to back that.
Exactly. I'm just trying to take it back.
Because that was pretty clever wordplay, too. Like, you're like, Eminem, Adam as the meat. No, I said add the meat.
Add the meat, baby.
Drop the beat.
Well, what as you can tell by the man, other voice on here, Jared Carter is back.
Yes.
A show favorite. I feel like you're not even a guest anymore. You're just like part of the show now.
I love it. And I love your show, man. You guys are great. I know I told you this off the air, but seriously, I've been on a What's for Dinner like run lately and just been touring. And so I listen to it at the airport. I listen to it just on a walk or whatever. And
oh, thanks.
It's great, man. Like I love the Adam Richman one. I was on the airplane, listened to that one. And it was. I like when you guys do get serious sometimes. It's really, it's kind of cool, you know. It's,
thanks.
You know, and then the one with your brother, it was funny as heck. It's like, and I didn't know the relationship, but as the thing unveiled,
you could see the
unraveled
dynamic that my brother and I.
Yeah, because at first I didn't know him, and he was busting on your song, and I was like, "Whoa, who's this guy?" And then I realized it was your brother. I don't think I knew at first or something.
Oh,
and
might then, have not announced it. He just like probably came in running. He just hit the ground running.
And then and it was just hilarious when he was like. You know, you and your three listeners, and then you're like, there's more than three.
There's more than three, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was
about.
So funny. And then, yeah, it was great. Like, that was, I loved how he, you guys talked about the future and getting older and jobs. And
right, right. Well, that's, I mean, well, you didn't have any siblings, right, growing up?
Mm-mm.
So you never really knew the dynamic of,
yeah,
of
you're right.
Like,
well, no, I take that back. I do have older sisters, but I grew up in a foster home. It's a little different, you know, like. I sort of didn't see them after I moved out, so it's not like you guys.
Oh,
you know,
really?
You guys are close, and
yeah. Well, also, I think
same
it's also
bloodline, and you know,
because if I grew up with a sister, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm sure we would have been close, but it wouldn't have had that same kind of dynamic. I think.
Yeah.
When it's brothers, there's
brothers
bit,
that like each other. It was really cool to listen to, and then I like when he you talked about jobs or something. I like what he said. Like, he's like, you have a hobby that just happens to pay a lot of money or whatever, something like that.
It's kind of like it.
It's interesting hearing it from somebody that's that close to you
that's
working.
Known me the whole...
Yeah, but
well,
also...
See, my brother knew me when I was like, I think we talked about in the episode, when I was literally a kid, like an 8-year-old kid, I wanted to be a comedian and to have like, and he's 3 years younger than me, so to be, have kind of like, have this like geeky older brother who's like, I'm going to be a comedian when I grow up. And then he was there like literally every step, saw every little step that I made.
And he watched you.
That cracked me up on the episode when you said, didn't you guys made a deal, right? When you were kids, like for, I'll pay you $50 a week to be my limo driver and bodyguard or
something. When we were kids, like $50 back in the day when you were a kid. It seems
it's like hundreds of dollars.
$50? Are you kidding me?
I remember.
And then how did he say it? I forget. It was so funny. You guys, because you go, Darren, I'm willing to give you a job offer or something like that. Move out to LA and I'll pay you $50 a week to be my limo and bodyguard.
Yeah, and have my brother be my bodyguard. Could you imagine?
And I forget how he said it, but it was so funny. He was like, no, like right away.
It's just like, that's right. Like we were in the middle of a conversation. He just went, no. And then continued on with whatever he was
saying. Yeah. It was just funny. Like brother, like comedic stuff. I heard you say fuck you to him. It was actually, that was pretty funny too. I'd never heard you say that before.
You ever heard me say fuck you?
No. Well, not like in a...
To
maybe,
somebody.
Yeah, maybe as a character or in a story.
Skippy says it a few times.
But not to the guest. That's why I was like, whoa, this is a good one.
I know. It's just, it's so... When you see them together, I mean, they were... They're so much like a comedy duo all their own right. And I don't think that it was even realized from the beginning. Because you have to remember, we were driving in a car. And the idea, his brother... was almost hitting the ground running, like just not really understanding, I think, exactly how the podcast
worked.
That's
what cracked me up, too, because people in the podcast world, those that listen and those that are on them and have their own, they totally get it, and it's a big thing. We know how cool it is and how important it is to our lives. Like, you know, being, you know, like a listener, I'll say.
Right.
And I love podcasts. And it's like I've always said, it's like the friend in your pocket. You pull it out and hit play and there you go.
Now, you had two podcasts at one point, right? You had the Dick and Darren and you had another one.
No, I had the Dick and Darren one. We did 213 episodes. And that started out as a guest. Then I became like a regular. And then we said, hey, let's change the name and do our own thing. And we were not. Yeah. I was on his. And then we just said, let's do our own thing. And, you know, it was great. And I've been a guest on a lot of podcasts. But it's funny because in the beginning, before I had my own podcast, I would be a guest on others. And it's kind of a weird, like, especially like 4 years ago when I first started doing these and being a guest or whatever, it looks kind of weird. Like, you're in someone's kitchen. I remember the first one I did, I was in someone's kitchen.
Whose was it? Do you remember?
It was Justin Worsham.
Okay.
He has one. It's very successful. It's called The Dad Podcast. And I guess his thing is he went after a certain niche, which was dads. And he just talks about being a dad. But he also curses, which is rare on those kind of podcasts. He said usually it would be like, it's a Christian father thing. And so people that were drawn to his were like, oh, this guy keeps it real. He talks about the frustrations of parenthood and being a dad and being a traveling comic and being pissed off at your whatever. And sometimes they'll go off on topics and stuff. So the way your brother was acting was exactly the same thing I thought of when I first did a podcast. I'm like, what is this? You guys are acting like we're broadcasting. What, this is silly. It's like,
I know. It's very weird to assume, like, right now we're talking. But within an hour, people have the chance to listen to us. So.
It's wild.
I know.
Hi, people listening to us in an
hour.
Hi, people
in the future listening.
It desensitizes you from what's going on. It desensitizes you to what you say, really, because you're just hanging out and you're kind of just being you. And especially when we were on a road trip, it was like the most us we could be. Flip's like, we're just going to turn on the recorder. Here we go.
Yeah, that's great. Like, by having this thing, it's like a portable studio.
At one point, because he's your brother, so he's like, you know, just like my brother knows. You know, like I've been at family gatherings. And then
I thought you said you didn't have a brother.
No, my brother-in-law. He so I'll be at like family gatherings out in, you know, Glendale or wherever. And I'm like, okay, I got to get out of here. I got to go do a set the improv. And like, he'll bust my balls and be like, oh, you got to leave this so you can go make like $50 or $12 or whatever. And it's kind of like, and it used to piss me off because I'm like, you know, gosh, I'm, you know, like, why are you putting me down? But then my wife was like, he's just saying that because, you know, he doesn't want you to leave the party. Like, he's just trying to be funny. Like, he'd rather you hang out there than, you know.
Then go to do a set.
Go to do a set, yeah.
But he wasn't busting your balls going, you're wasting your time.
No, it wasn't that at all. But in the moment, it's kind of like, you know, it's just like, so, you know, like, what I'm saying is like, you may have like this killer podcast and you know, like, you get the emails and you know, like, there are people listening that do appreciate it. But then someone that doesn't know, they're just like, why are you guys in the car broadcasting? We're broadcasting. Are you? You know, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's interesting. And it's interesting, I think, also from your brother's standpoint to watch that this is part of, like, what you do as a comedian, what you do in the industry. That it's just random. Like, okay, yeah, we do have to do this in the car because somebody,
to be done.
I mean, we're supposed to upload every week, so
How awesome is that going to be if you do and when you do get something that just pops so big where it's like, whoa, like my big brother who did this as a fun hobby and I know he tours, I know he has a website and has fans, but like when it's like oh my God, like this is like you've gone from that the bedroom in South Florida with thinking about being something to like, you know. Maybe that's already come.
Honestly think like my family sees that already because the fact that I've been making my living at this realistically for like 17 years, you know.
Yeah.
And I haven't really had any other job, you know.
Yeah.
And I have had, you know, cool things happen, TV appearances, I did the film and everything. I think they kind of, but it's weird because even with all that, they still see me.
They know that you're you.
As me. So I think you know, when the big thing happens and I hit this, you know, the next level, I think my family's still going to just see me as me.
That's cool.
You know, so I think it keeps you grounded. I mean, do you feel that way too?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously your wife and kid.
I do feel totally grounded because there's up, you know, like I've had small bits of, little bit of fame and, you know, a little bit here and there. And so it's still to the point where it's still kind of wild. Like the other day I don't even know what this is, but okay, we were at a diner. Okay, we were having breakfast with me and my wife and our, you know, Austin and brother-in-law and grandma was there. And I came back from the bathroom and there was a couple that was at another table, a booth, and they stopped me and they're like, I don't mean to interrupt, but we love your comedy. We've seen you several times.
Oh, cool.
We love what you do. And my son has seen this enough to where it's still, he still is grasping. But my nephews had never seen that before.
Oh,
the 4-year-old and the 6-year-old.
Yeah.
So they were all ears, and like they popped up like little puppies. And as soon as I sat down, they're like, who's that? Who are they? Like, who was that? Do you know them? What was that? Like, it was very shocking to them. Like, it just kind of, you know.
That their Uncle Darren is known outside the family.
Yeah, but even, you know, But even I know that wasn't like, oh, it's not like it happens all the time, and I'm like Michael Jackson. I got to walk into the kitchen just to, you know, like I'm like, oh, that's cool, thank you. You know, I appreciate that. And
no, you know what? Next time somebody does that, you should just like not even look up, just go, yeah, thank you. And pretend like, oh god, no.
Throw on the sunglasses, just stare at my belly button, back off. Not here, not
does
now.
That still get? Does that still like? Because I mean, if it ever happens to me, or when it happens, I still get like giddy.
I do, and like, I appreciate.
Oh my god,
it.
I'm reaching people beyond.
I honestly appreciate it so much. Like,
Yeah.
I know. Like, the other day, it sounds like another time I got recognized. Listen to this.
No.
But I was walking my wife and I were walking my son down.
Did he need to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. No. We were walking down the street just to go get, like, I think we're, like, go to get Chinese food or something. And this black guy was in incredible shape running towards us with his shirt off. And I remember thinking, having this thought, like, man, I need to step it up, man. I'm doing, like, these slow walks. Like, I need to get to the point where I can, like, take my shirt off and run. And as he was getting closer, he kind of stuck out his hand to give me like a handshake, kind of slap kind of thing. He goes, you're a great comedian, man. Love it. And he just kept running. And it was cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow. Yeah.
And I had two thoughts. One, that was awesome. Two, his hand was kind of sweaty. I was like, thanks. I was like, oh, shit, I got to wash my hands before I eat.
Thanks. Ew. Why, because he was black? racist, man.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. Yeah. Reboot.
But it was true. No, I'm just kidding. And that was a joke, too, if you guys are listening. You know? But, and then my son was like, who's that? Was that a fan? Was that a friend? Like, he wants to know. And then my son's like, was that a fan of Darren Carter, the party starter?
Oh, see, my God, that's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That is really cool, because that Austin actually knows your stage moniker.
Yeah, when I come home, sometimes he doesn't go, Daddy, or you know, he's like, sometimes he says, like, sometimes he'll say dad's home, but sometimes when he's in a happy mood or something, I'll open the door and he's like, it's Darren Carter, the party starter.
That's the cutest thing. Is he, did you say 5?
6. He's 6 years old now.
Oh my goodness. How delicious.
Yeah. It's so fun.
I love little ones.
They're great.
One day,
man.
We will have one.
I know.
He will be the most.
He's looking at me like with cursed eyes. He's like, we're going to have one.
I know how to do it, and I know how it works. I put it in, and next thing you know.
Yeah. We absolutely will. And yes, they're going to be so much fun. You know, we're already gaga over our niece. I mean, it's just one step in the other direction.
And by the way, we were talking about getting recognized. Allie had like your first one in Baltimore, right?
Oh, cool.
Well, this was just random, and you know how our listeners have been with us for a while. I love the universe, and when the universe like links up, all right, get this. I'm in New York for the very first time to do comedy, which is just huge. I'm excited.
That's cool.
And yay! And I got to perform at Gotham too. Oh, nice. God! So for anybody out there who doesn't know, it's a huge,
it's a great club.
Really, and like the one of the more well known ones in New York. And so I performed there on a reputable show, and we had a great celebrity drop in. Aziz Ansari stopped in.
Aziz,
and I always say Aziz. I'm sorry.
No, it's like you've got a disease.
Aziz. Oh, that's terrible. Don't say that.
No, I'm just saying that's how you remember.
Aziz.
The double A.
Okay. But, yeah, so he was our celebrity dropper, and he did great, and it was just a fun night all the way around. All right, cut to 5 days later. I'm on a train, and I am no makeup, glasses on, hair tied back, just looking completely different from...
What would Skippy Green think about that sentence you said about you're on a train?
I'm on a train. There were 10 black guys. I like them big. But that's
the
me
worst
as.
So I'm
on this train and I look completely different. I look completely.
I got recognized.
I'm my asshole specifically got recognized. I was walking around my asshole out. I say that my hair is tied back and glasses on because I look completely different than I did on stage those 5 days prior. This woman walks past me And she kind of, you know, does like a double back, like you could tell like it was a double glance. And she goes, "I recognize you." She had a little accent, like European. She says, I where have I seen you?" And I'm looking at her. I have no idea. And she snaps after a few seconds and goes, "You performed at the Gotham Comedy Club." Wow. I went, did you just, first of all, how are you in the same car as me 5 days? There was like, you know, 50 people at this event or whatever, you know, 60 people at the event. And one out of 60, 5 days later is on this random train to Baltimore. Anywho, she sees me, she points me out. I thought that was crazy. And it kind of like gave me a little bit. She was like, "Oh my God, I'm riding with a celebrity." And I'm like, "Oh my God."
You're like, is Aziz Ansari?
And she's like, "No, darling, it's Aziz."
Exactly.
Like disease.
Sorry.
Unless you have a really bad disease.
I'm Ansari.
Oh, I'm turning your mic off for that, honey.
I'm sorry.
I'm Ansari.
I'm disease and sorry.
You got Yeah.
Nice.
You got recognized in New York City?
Like, yes, like that, right outside of New York City on this train. I couldn't believe
it. That's awesome. I mean, that's just something that must be so thrilling because you're not from there, you don't live there. Yeah.
I'd only been there one time before this. I'd never been there but more than a total of like 6 days at this point.
That makes you feel like you're doing something like, okay, I'm doing something right.
It's totally.
Like, it was crazy. So cool. It was so neato. Yeah. Oh, baby. And there's been those little thrills where people come to the show and they're like, "I've seen you on YouTube." Mm. And not like that they saw me finding out I was on the show, but like
your video,
they saw me
along.
And then they were like, "Oh, God, I actually remember sort of seeing this person before. And I remember the songs. I saw you before." I'm like, "You've actually seen me? There's 500 hits on my YouTube video."
That's 500 people who saw you?
It's true. Very true. I just thought it was me 498 times and you the other two. I'm kidding. I don't watch myself that much. Videos. I know. I was gonna say I never watch myself. It's weird.
That's
kind of sad.
No, it's. I'm the same way. Like honestly, Darren's listened to more of these podcasts than I have. I put these up and I just kind of forget about
them. How would you like to? I wonder how it would be for you to go back and listen to one from like a year ago or something.
We should go listen from the beginning. I don't remember any of them.
Well, I was going to say, you know what's weird? Years ago, like when I was a kid, I had a recorded diary. Basically, in my old house, I had like a little tape deck.
Yeah.
And starting in 1988, I would have a blank cassette in there, and every day I'd have a little microphone and I'd go, "Hello, recorded diary. It's this date, and here's what happened today." And I did that on and off from like 88 to like 93, like all throughout my high school years, pretty much.
Once you started getting laid, I better stop recording these.
No, I think I got, after I got laid, I still included
them. Did you just talk in code so your parents wouldn't find out?
No, I pretty much talked like, talking about.
For the sex stuff, though, or no?
No, I'd want my parents to know. Oh, he's not gay, thank God.
Why is your dad Skippy?
That's just older person. Oh, he's not gay, thank God.
Start making all extra creepy. Like, so I'm pounding this chick hard, right?
So there I am with a fist inside this girl's pussy. It was warm.
It's like little 17-year-old flips.
Yeah, right, boy.
And I swear it felt so good.
I made sure to stimulate the clitoris.
Everything that Dad taught me. I bought her dinner, and then I told her to shut the fuck up and suck my dick. My dad's like, "I never taught you that." But I'd recorded them, and then I had them in like a tape kind of case, whatever. Long story short, maybe about six, seven years ago, I was back in Florida, and I found the tapes, and I had a way to digitize them. So I did put them all up on my computer, and I listened to them like about 6, 7 years ago, and I was like, "Holy shit, oh my, that's such a mind fuck," and I kind of forgot about it, and then they're on my computer, and just the other day, randomly, I'm like, "Let me hear these again," and it was, and I've had some more time to separate myself kind of from the shock of hearing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm listening to it, I'm like, "Oh my God, number one, wow, was I a geek?" And number two, like, it's just so weird hearing myself in the past.
Yeah.
Kind of like talking back to me, which is what I imagine this podcast is going to be like in a couple more years if I start revisiting from the beginning. Because I think enough time separates between being involved in it and being objective to it.
I wonder if you know how your voice is definitely deeper, like now.
Oh, from when I was a kid?
Yeah, because when you played like that Dr. Demento phone call where you called in, your voice is, you're like a kid, you know? And I remember like my first album, my voice is higher, Shady Side. And it's so funny. And that wasn't, I mean, it was a long time ago, but it was still, it's like, I was still a man at that point. I wasn't like a teenager.
How old were you when you did Shady Side?
Shady Side, I think I was, I want to say 27, 28.
We were about the same age when we did our first CDs.
I think, something like that. Yeah.
99?
Yeah.
That was
the
same year I did my first CD.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And also, I remember like, the room that I performed, it was in Monterey, and I went back and performed there like maybe 5 or 6 times. And each time I'd go back, I'd be on stage. I'd have at least one show during the weekend thinking, I can't believe I recorded my CD here. Like, this room is really rowdy. And then towards the end, I was like, wow, what a weird place to record a CD in. You know, I mean, they were nice and it was great to do it, but it was Planet Gemini.
Was that like a sushi bar or something in Monterey?
No, it was like a nightclub. It's like the thing where they did comedy and dancing afterwards.
Yeah, was it something with the galaxy, like Cosmic? Or
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember because I did. There was another room that did comedy there that I did that was at like a sushi place. I forgot the name of
it. Oh, you did the other one. Yeah, the Doc Ricketts.
Doc Ricketts, downtown. Exactly. Holy shit, yeah.
Yeah.
This was like right when I first moved out here, like 01, 02.
It'd be like this. Like, you know, imagine like some crazy wild room, like the Saddle Ranch. You know, recording a CD there, you know.
Wow.
This is definitely
risky.
I mean, it obviously came out well because you put it out, right?
Yeah. It came out well, and it was great.
You can download that on iTunes, can't you?
Yes.
Thanks.
And That Ginger's Crazy. That one's the next one, yeah.
And so do you ever listen back to your old stuff? Or is it too difficult?
No, because it'll pop up. Like, stand-up, I don't mind because it's different. It's like a piece of, like, art, I guess you could call it, but like it'll be on Sirius XM, so sometimes I'll hear myself and you know, and I still get a kick out of it, like, it's cool, I'm on the radio right now, and I'll take a screenshot of the you know, like the display, you know, and if I hear a friend on there, I'll like usually take a picture if I can, if I'm not driving, and then I'll text it to him, hey, you're making some royalties, buddy, you know, or something. But I think if it was like a confessional tape, like a diary, that might be a little different.
Yeah, it is weird because like I said, at the time, you know, I was recording it. I don't honestly know, like, if I was recording it with the intention of listening to it later or whatever, but I spoke as if I was just, like, very honestly, because I didn't think anybody else but me would ever hear this, so I didn't hold back as far as language. Like, I was cursing a lot as a kid. Like, I was listening to me as a freshman in high school, so I was around 14 years old, and I'm like, that cocksucking motherfucking teacher gave me this fucking homework, that motherfucker. And I'm listening going, holy shit, dude.
That's cool. Maybe you were like, maybe because you were like, I can let loose. And, you know, this is
me talking to me.
I could never do this to anybody. I could never let anybody hear me say these things. Let me get them all out.
Wow.
Get them all on me now before something explodes.
Yeah, little did
else.
I know I'd be making my living that way. Yeah,
you've got to, like, I would love to hear, like, little pieces of it on a podcast.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to find something that isn't too incriminating or embarrassing.
Yeah, that might actually be what's
that
good.
That might be none
and
of it.
And that'll help build your fan base. The things you're afraid of, you got to get out there.
I'll tell you what, anybody
I'm
listening.
Just kidding. It's some cliche I heard.
If you want me to put part of my youthful recorded diary on a podcast, email me and let me know. I'm sure there'll be one person who emails.
Yeah.
And that person knows who they are. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny, too, when you guys
were
doing
when
initials.
They email, I also have old recorded radio shows. So if you want to incriminate both of us.
Well, actually, Allison, we were talking about Sirius XM. Allison just recorded Sirius XM today.
Nice.
For the Vivid Christmas Party episode.
This is actually new news because I haven't been on the show. I, the other night, got a wonderful experience on a show, from Phil Verone, one of our past guests.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he had,
one of the funnest episodes we've had.
Oh, gosh, he's so funny. And he will be coming back on very soon.
Very soon.
So look for a new one from Phil Verone. But, he had me on his Vivid Radio on Sirius XM. Show called The Swing. This was a few days ago, and I did some of my dirty songs, and they're playing that consistency. So if you go consistently is what
there
I meant to
go,
say.
Honey.
Go
look
ahead and
you.
Look that up if you want. But I got asked to come up with some ideas for some Christmas parodying, and I just came up with some stuff over the weekend, and I recorded it today. So that'll be playing continuously on Sirius XM as well.
Like dirty parodies of traditional Christmas tunes?
Of Christmas tunes,
actually, honey,
yeah.
if you take like 5 minutes to warm up, do you want to do a couple now?
You want to hear a couple?
Yeah.
If you want to take the guitar in the other room, it's just like warm up, just a couple of the big ones.
Rudolph the Big Dick Reindeer.
Close. Do you want it?
Hold on. I could just. Do you want me to really say? Okay, hold on 1 second. I gotta find all the info.
Grab a. You can grab.
Oh wait,
the mic
I put all the info in the bag and it's behind. Fuck. Hold on.
Okay. You go do that. I'll talk to Darren. Okay, honey. If you don't want to, it's okay. See how I do that? I get her off the mic, then you and I could just talk.
Yeah.
See, this is what
you know.
I
what
do.
You know? What my let's talk about the. Do you have a Christmas song that you hate? Like you're the worst one.
Yes.
Where? Because I know I do.
What's yours? I want to hear yours, but then I want to tell you mine.
Okay, I didn't. I think as a kid I liked it, but then as you get older, you're like, enough already. The only good part of the song is 5 golden rings.
Oh God, yeah.
Because every it's like you well, get the you know how the pattern is. It's like 7, 8, 9, 12. It's like oh,
where
gosh.
Do they still play the full version? Like it's got to be on like
a Partridge in a Pear Tree. I know I hate that song. It's like
the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's yeah that would definitely get on the nerves after a little while. Unless it's some kind of drinking game.
Yeah, unless it's like a...
Like, unless you make it interesting.
I guess I could hear it once and be like, okay, I remember this song, French Horns and the Milkmaids Make Whatever.
Maids of Milkin?
Maids of Milkin, there you go. Yeah.
Let me tell you, I made some... I used to make some maids milk, but that's a long time ago.
They used to milk me, tickle my prostate.
I'm trying to think if there's a Christmas song that... Because I remember I was Jewish, so I never really was overexposed to it.
That's what I was thinking. You know, I was thinking about that, like overexposed, like, because aren't you just out and about, like, you just hear Christmas songs, like, you know, like, on your earbuds? No, I'm just kidding. You know, like that's something that you know, you just happen to download them and put them on my earbuds. No, but you know what I mean? Like, at a mall or just, you know, in the radio or...
Yeah, yeah. Now, well, yeah, now, this time of year, absolutely. I don't know, man. I think...
Or, like, even on television, like, Rudolph and all that stuff, like... It just happens to be on.
I guess I'm... You know what I'm... I mean, it's not really a song, but I'm sick of all these holiday commercials for, like, department stores. It's Christmas sale. And it's like,
Wait, while we're still on songs, though, my absolute worst, and it's a newer one. It's not a standard. But one of the newer ones is these Christmas shoes. Have you ever heard about this
one? I don't know that one.
It's basically...
Oh, wait. Let me see if I can find it.
Via the song, it's the story of a little boy... whose mother is at death's door, and he wants to buy her these shoes from some thrift store, but he can't afford them.
Oh.
So he asks the man behind him to help him buy the shoes, or like,
yeah.
I don't know, it's implied that the man's going to help. I don't know. The whole thing is talking about, I want her to have these shoes in case she meets Jesus tonight.
No.
And this is the song, and I'm thinking, okay, I know that there is plenty of terrible, horrible things that are going on out in the world.
Yeah.
But do we have to put them to song and sing them at Christmas?
No.
I don't need to know about your dead mother and what she's wearing in the fucking coffin. That's not fun. That's basically what they were saying via song.
This is obviously a sad song.
And you know what? It's funny. I actually turned it off the other day on Pandora because it was telling me the album that it was on was, wow, Christmas, number 25.
Wow. I don't know this. I'm picturing it being a slow, sappy country song. But
it's a really slow and kind of country-ish song. It's, you know, can I buy these shoes? Do you have it? Do you have it?
I think I might have it.
Here, wait. It
sounds sad.
Just listen to the we're gonna make everybody depressed.
Well,
right
we're not
now.
Gonna listen to the whole thing.
No.
I'll want to kill myself.
We're gonna cut ourselves by New Year's.
Exactly.
Do you know that? Do you remember Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Yes,
oh, well,
that's
a
fun
one.
I remember throwing that out there at people in conversation, and they had never heard of it. I'm like, you never heard of that?
Grandma got run over by.
Grandma
reindeer.
Got run over by a reindeer. Coming on,
walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. Okay, here's the...
Elmo and Patsy on Dr. Demento.
Dr. Demento.
Yeah.
Okay, here's part of the Christmas Shoes. I think
part
this is the
song.
Part
of the Shoes song. Huh?
By, let's see here.
Who's it by?
By Alabama.
And Jay-Z? No. Is it really by Alabama?
That's what it says on YouTube.
I don't know. I don't know.
I do like Alabama. They got some good songs, but...
Yeah, let me see if this is the right thing.
It might, I don't know why it says Alabama. It had another link to new song or something. Here we go. Is this it, honey?
I can't hear. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, everybody. Get ready to get depressed. Wait till one chorus. Just one chorus. Okay. One lap. One lap, everybody, to cry your eyes out.
It was almost Christmas time.
Gosh.
There I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Really in the Christmas mood.
No shit.
Standing right in front of me was a
little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do. And in his hands he held a pair of shoes.
Wow.
And, first you're like,
and his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe.
That's great, there's poverty, yes.
And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size.
It's all alluding to maybe
this
niceness.
This sounds like a song for Carrie from Sex and the City.
These are her shoes, she really wants them.
Nothing.
That's no. Pretty sad. That's
no, wait. The more, final. There's one last little line. Hold on.
Could you hurry, sir?
Could you hurry?
Daddy says there's not much time.
Not much time.
You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Okay, look. I'm sorry that she's meeting Jesus, and I'm sorry there's poverty in the world, but why set this to music and actually sing this to people at Christmas? This was on my holiday mix when I was trying to serve and have birthday festivities the other night. That's what's coming on.
You're like, thumbs down.
Well, yes, it's Christmas time. Total thumbs down.
And here's a little song. Here's a little Christmas song about the Holocaust and 9/11. 2, 3.
We combined towers really fell when Santa came.
Yeah. His sleigh landed on top.
Some neo-Nazis were smiling, behind
though
it.
They were...
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I was going really
dark. We were
going
to go terrible places.
I know.
Okay, I've laid these all out. Really there's depressing. A couple of really easy ones, but I don't know what you want me to do.
Just play just a couple of...
Jiggle my balls, jiggle my balls, jiggle my balls all the way.
Right, basically.
Do you need the mic stand, honey? You can use your...
I like how I'm pitching you guys ideas and you guys are just ignoring me. Like, that's cool.
You know what? He's not using his, I don't think.
You want to use this mic?
Yeah, let me just use
this mic.
No, I'm going to use the mic stand.
Oh, the mic stand. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's wrapped. No, there you go.
I want to hear Skippy do dirty Christmas songs.
Oh. Oh, actually, Skippy has a dirty Christmas song.
Does he really?
Have you never heard it?
No.
Oh, we might have to play it as part
no.
of this.
No, you could answer back to that kid. So I'm in line on Christmas in this dirty fucking
so I'm working
kid.
At a store on Christmas and this kid says he wants shoes. He said his mother is dying. I said, hey,
how
I got some other bad news. Your credit card's been declined. And I can't pay you. You can't pay me 40 shoes. So get the fuck out of here. Kiss your mother goodbye. And then bring me the body.
And the guy. That's good. And the guy you're asking to pay for the shoes, he's on Megan's Law.
No, he's called on Megan's Law.
Is that what it is? I don't know.
I don't have the right. Pick. Okay, babe. How about you just tell me ones that you liked a lot? Because there's 12 of them here. I did
know,
so many.
You don't have to do all 12. Just I know. Do, why don't you do the Rudolph one? Was funny.
Well, that's because you gave me the idea.
Well, you still wrote it. What other one?
Well, here I'll start off with the Rudolph one, and then you
start with the Rudolph.
And then you think of the others. Hold on. Let me sauce the old trumpet.
Frosty the homo, okay. Hung out by the glory hole.
Let me see if I can.
Had
make
a
this
leather
work.
Strap.
Because I'm gonna have to try to. I'm gonna have to try.
And
to
a
get
guy it. In his lap.
Okay.
And
so
two eyes made out of coal.
Okay, I want to see. Can you kind of hear? I want you to be able to hear the guitar too. So let's see. Rudolph the blue bald reindeer had a lot of pent up splooge. How can you really blame him? It's hard to jerk it off with hooves.
Yay.
You know what's funny is maybe it's the way you're sitting and the way your voice, but you sound like an older lady.
Like a Tom like, Waits
yeah,
version
yeah.
of me.
Rudolph the Red Nose. You guys want some cocoa?
Do you want cocoa and splooge?
Here, I'll hold the mic to the guitar. Let me have your headphones so I can hear it.
This is really funny.
Here, actually, you keep them on.
Hey, what am I doing? What's happening?
Because I can't hear, but...
What are you
It's
doing?
A dirty Christmas.
Darren will be our ears. All right.
I love it.
Wait, you're stuffing all over my stuff, though.
Here, you can move your mic up and
It's okay. Were you able to hear that one?
What, just mean you look very uncomfortable? You're hunched over like you're...
I know, but I'm just trying to make...
They're about
to
ring a bell.
Yes, mister. Sanctuary!
All right, then, well, how about this? How about you put it in front of my mouth?
Hey, all right, okay.
I'll hold it.
Hey, you guys got to, as you guys are doing this, I got to tell you about Vine. You guys should be doing Vine videos.
You know what? I've been
I told you,
to do
6 seconds, boom.
It's just hard to, like, the one you did with Fred Stoller is fucking great.
Yeah.
That's really, yeah. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with something just quick and self-contained like that.
Here's what you got to do. Dumb it down, make it simple, make it dirty and add racial stuff, and you guys will get a bunch of views. When I say racial, I mean appeal to, you know, like an urban crowd is what I'm trying to say. Like I did another one recently.
I thought you meant make it Rachel and appear to the friends family.
Make it Rachel. Like, I did something so simple, and it got like 5,000 revines and like within a day.
Really?
And it's just all it was is I turned the camera on 4 times. You know, 6 seconds. I go Snoop. And then that's the one. And the next one goes, "What's cracking, nephew?" Simple joke, super simple. I go, "How can you tell if a snowman is male or female?" Next, and the punchline is, "Body snowballs." Boom. It's easy. It's easy to think of. But these kids, they like that shit. They're just like, "Snowballs." And they just rewind it.
You know what? We'll do a Vine of you doing one of these Christmas songs.
All I got to do, 6 seconds. Just get to the funny part, like the boom, boom, you know?
Okay, but are you going to be able to hold this right here? All right, hold right there. What song do you want me to do?
Why don't you do...
Shit. Yeah, do one of these... do a Christmas song. Especially like if you put a costume on or something.
Oh, how about Deck the Halls?
Okay.
Lick my balls with boughs of...
Close.
I'm trying to guess.
This was a short one. This was a short one. Here. It's got to be close. Okay, hold on. See, this is what... You know what? It was easier if I just hunched over.
Okay, fine. Hunch over.
It was easier this way.
I'm going to call you Quasi-Mama.
You'll still hear it, but you'll hear it
yeah.
where it's a little bit better. Okay hold on. So, cock and balls make me so jolly. But actually, for the radio station, we just went fa la la fa la 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 la. Yeah, just made some gross sounds. Yeah, it's fun. So that was a short one. Then there's also, of
course,
that's
gonna be like a drop. I bet, huh? That'll be a drop. Is that what they're gonna do? Like in between, you'll just hear that, like a 3 second thing.
Exactly.
Oh, and then there's
Vivid Radio or
whatever. Serious XM.
Dangle balls down onto my chin. How I love to warm you up before you shove it in. Hey. Or whatever.
Hey, it's a Russian folk song now.
Yeah.
Hey. Wait,
here's a fun one. Wait, where's the words to that one?
Yeah, do like two more.
What if this takes off really big and like you're just constantly touring every December? Like every December, it's like, yes, you're like the rock star of dirty Christmas songs. I love it. Flip goes out there with like a Santa Claus costume on.
Like, well, please welcome the ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
Here, I'll do one for the Jews. Hold on. Diddle, 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 I do it every day. And if I do it steady, you betcha I will spray.
Oh, God.
Terrible.
She's a squirter.
Terrible.
Little
okay, drummer.
Have you noticed that she did the Jewish parody in a lot more like fun, cool, sexy voice? Christmas one, it's all like, I'm your grandma. I like
hello.
Diddle, diddle,
I think for this one, see, I did it on the radio station. I did it much sexier, but here I'm like, I gotta be me.
Yeah, this show doesn't matter.
So wait, here's, this one, no, we're good. Here, I'll do this
Shout
one.
Out
this
to
one,
brother
this one,
Darren.
Flip came listening. Up with this one. He'll like me to do this. I said it's okay if you come in my bum. Just that. And then,
That's awesome.
And then my favorite, this is, Santa maybe stick a dildo up inside me or three. Shit. Sorry, I fucked up.
We start over. That was a good one.
It's a fun one.
Take two.
Santa maybe stick a dildo up inside me or three.
I've been a real nasty girl. Santa, maybe stick one in my chimney tonight.
That's great.
There's many more, but I'm not going to bore everybody with
no,
that.
No, I'm not bored at
no,
all.
But you can listen to those on Sirius. What is it? XM 102, honey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? This could be a thing on one of your CDs, don't you think? Like bonus track, like have your stand up and then like track 13, Dirty Christmas Tunes.
I think I would want to make it into a medley because I wouldn't want each song to have to do it all on its own. And I had that pot song where I've linked everything together. I just need to find the similar note and just shmish them. And and then I could just have the one little punchline right for the
What about this? For just, all I get is the hook. You could just go for the partridge and the pear tree thing, and the punchline could be 5 golden showers. That's all I got.
Oh, maybe it would be like the 12 days of Hormus or like whatever. I don't know, like something for like a. Yeah. No, I like that
Grandma
idea.
Grandma got run. Like something ran a train with
Grandma,
the reindeer.
Grandma got a rim job from a reindeer.
Yeah. But wait, there's more from Ronco. We've got more Dirty Christmas songs.
Oh, that'd be funny. Do like a little audio sketch with the dirtiest Christmas songs. Grandma got a rim job by a reindeer. And then another
cock
classics
and balls,
like,
cock and balls.
Yeah. Like, I've got
Rudolph the Blue Bald Reindeer or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? It's
suck your balls, suck your balls, and you can play with my titties.
You're dangling.
You're dangling. How low it swings, low it swings. You can stick it up in my A. That's the pretty one.
What if there's one? That was pretty. What if there's one where, like, the words are exactly the same, but just the words are sort of like.
Well, we're thinking
sexy
about doing that with because, and I know people talk about this, but that song "Baby, It's Cold Outside."
Oh yeah,
it's all about rape.
Yeah,
I keep saying no. This guy won't take it. You know, we won't keep it straight.
But I want to get up inside.
I want to get up inside.
Exactly. Was that supposed to be Leon Redbone?
Yeah, is that who it is?
Yeah, well, he does it. He does a version of it. Yeah,
my friend played it on
Redbone.
Yeah,
I won't. My baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, like a creepy old man inside.
Oh, you know, it'd be funny if you do. It's like, oh, watch the guitar. Oh, that was falling.
No,
if like they
redid
that song, but with like two people who should never sing that song, like with the creepiest voices, like,
whoops,
there we go.
Yeah,
like Fran Drescher and. And what's that?
And like Don Knotts.
Or
Tom Waits
or something.
It's cold outside.
But baby, it's cold outside.
And Mike Tyson. He's like.
What? Yeah. Is Mike Tyson 8 and retarded?
Sort of, right?
Yes, it's Mike Tyson. Do you want to hear the Skippy Christmas song?
Yes.
Okay. Have we ever played this on the show, honey?
I don't know.
I don't remember. All right, for those of you who've never heard this, this is the crispy. The Skippy Christmas song is
crispy
called GBX.
Crispy.
Here, I'll turn the mics off. So, well, I don't care. Do you want to? You don't.
No, no, no. Turn them off.
Okay. Here we go. GBX. Right now. Come on.
Can I use
the
bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, the lights are hanging on the tree. The star is on the top.
La, la, la.
The festivities have just begun, and I hope they never.
Hold on, I'm going to stop that because the whole point was for Darren to hear it, and you just went to the bathroom. So how do you like that, people? I teased you, gave you a little piece of it, and you're like, "Oh, this is turning out to be good." Wait, what the fuck happened? Because I don't want to tip the bit, as they say. I'm actually been left alone. Darren's taking a piss, and Allison's getting a drink. So I'm just going to say what I want to say. I think Allison is a whore. Allison just had a birthday too.
Whee!
She is now. I'm very. It's. I feel relieved because finally you're legal. Just turned 18. Uh-huh. 18. Yeah, it's hard to gauge if that's funny without somebody to be here right next to me saying that wasn't funny or that was funny. This is the perfect time for everybody to. All right. So what else can I tell you people? By the way, big thanks to anyone in the Tucson, Arizona area who happens to be listening right now. Just got back from performing at Laughs this past weekend. It was a fantastic weekend. Big thanks again to the amazing audiences and the incredible staff of that club who took really good care of us and were just so much fun to hang out with. Yay! And to the other comics on the show, including Allison, who kicked ass on the show. So I'm sure we'll be back.
Yay, I'm back. Hello.
Yeah, you're back.
I'm going to eat Doritos, too. But I'll eat them away from the mic.
Yeah, please. I can still hear it. Still hear it. I hear it. You're chewing right now.
Oh, you're looking at me chewing.
Oh. Way to
do. No, it was so much fun. Laughs was amazing. The crowd's so awesome, so fun, smart, just really cool.
Honey, what would you say so far? Now, Allison, you just hit 5 years doing stand-up. Like, from your first like amateur night to right now, what would you say is the most surprising thing that you found about being a comic? Something that either good surprise or bad surprise? Watch that mic, you're making static.
Surprising.
Hey, Darren, welcome back.
The thing I would find surprising, I don't know, is how much fun it is and how much it, like, helps people. Like, people, like, feel good at comedy clubs.
So that's your surprise? How good it feels?
I guess I'm just really excited to just live with it every day, so nothing really surprises me. I'm always knowing that I'm going to be learning something new. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
No, not really. You're stoned, so it's okay.
No, I mean, I'm trying to, like, think of something surprising, but I don't know. Maybe just the idea that, you know, it takes a lot of people, and I've learned this over the years, of course, that it takes a lot of people to make a club work. It's not just the comedian on stage. And, you know, the better clubs are.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right, you want to hear the song now, Darren?
Yes, sir.
I started playing it, then realized I was playing it for you, and you went to take a pee, so it kind of be pointless. Okay, so this is Merry Christmas to All. This is Skippy Green's song, GBX.
Oh, the lights are hanging on the tree, and the star is on the top.
La, la, la.
The festivities have just begun, and I hope they never stop.
Don't stop now.
Oh, my friends are over, we're having so much fun. We'll play some Christmas carols while we drink and fuck and come. It's a gangbang Christmas, ladies, here's your chance. To kiss below the mistletoe that I hung from my pants. It's a gangbang Christmas, now everybody knows. Put down that piece of gingerbread, bring on the ho-ho-hos. You know, I have a lot in common with Jesus. Well, we're both Jewish, we both love wine, and we're both known for being hung. Now Frank is fucking Alice hard while she goes down on Bob. Gina's going right toward Tom to suck and fuck his knob.
Keep sucking.
Sue and Betty tell me that they are really tight. That means that they'll be loud, so this won't be a silent night. It's a gangbang Christmas. Happy holiday. Where a guy like me can take six girls and have a seven-way. It's a gangbang Christmas, now everybody knows. Put down all of those little gifts, bring on the ho-ho-hos. In the corner of the room is where we threw our clothes. Every chick has had my dick, now it's red as Rudolph's nose. We like to play some kinky games, no matter what the cost. Like when you drip on her upper lip, that's called the old Jack Frost, everybody.
That's called the old Jack Frost.
Now we had fucked for oh so long that everyone was sore. That's when I heard a clippity-clop and a knock came on the door. Much to our amazement, it was jolly old Saint Nick. He said,
"Hi, guy."
Unzipped his fly, then shouted,
"Suck my dick."
It's a gangbang Christmas. Now Santa Claus is here.
It wasn't long before my schlong shot a load of Christmas cheer. It's a gangbang Christmas, now everybody knows. Put down that little candy cane, bring on the ho ho ho.
That's a gangbang Christmas, and though it's really great, Hanukkah is much more fun, 'cause we fuck for 8 days straight. Lick my balls, lick my balls, and don't forget the chef.
Merry Christmas, Skippy.
Merry Christmas to you too, Santa, you fat fuck.
Ta-da.
That was really
Yay!
Good. That was really good. How did you do that?
With my voice.
With your voice. That was
awesome.
I
had Skippy in the studio, and he just banged it. Pardon the pun, he banged it out.
That was great.
And you had some fun background singers.
Yes, Allison was part of the background.
That's cool.
Singer.
And also our other friend. Yes. Should give credit.
That was nice. Where do you
What's
get
to? For dinner? What's for dinner?
Ha ha ha! We almost went without a fuck up.
But our other friend on the background was Michael Dorado, fabulous singer.
And that song, by the way, available on iTunes off Skippy's album.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, where does a song like that get played? Like, what do you...
Well, you know what I've been finding out? Like, because for those who don't know, when an artist, whether a comedian, musician, whatever, is played on satellite radio or any or Pandora, whatever, there's a company called Sound Exchange that an artist or label can sign up with. And this company, Sound Exchange, basically keeps track of how much you're played and send you residuals, thank God. And they're starting to play Skippy's CD now. I sent it to them, and the last report I got for my residuals, I've got some money for some Skippy tracks already.
Wow. So it's all, I mean, can we reveal? I mean, it's all you, like Flip. Like.
I think people know Skippy is me. If by now you don't know, spoiler alert, I'm Skippy Green.
After 90-some-odd episodes.
After almost 100. Yeah, this is, I think, episode number 87. 37 episodes, if you're...
I don't want some asshole to be like, spoiler alert.
Wait a minute.
Carter
wait, what?
Ruined it for me.
I thought Skippy just comes in real quick, does his thing, and goes.
He's all quiet.
Skippy is, in its own right, something different, because it is another side of Flip. So anytime he switches, it's just like... This schizophrenia coming at. Not
great.
Really.
This is going to be used in our divorce trial, isn't it? Your Honor, he's schizophrenic. You can listen back to the shows. I can't be married to a man with split personalities.
I mean, like, look at for years he's been this.
So, is the Skippy Green CD? Was it all studio stuff or was it live?
No, it was all like the majority of it. It was a stand up that I did a Skippy set in Miami at the Improv.
Uh huh.
And it was just like a killer set. So that's the... I mean, I'll give another little inside info. The main stand-up is from that show. But I also picked and choose a couple of jokes that I didn't do in that show that I did at other shows that worked really well. And I kind of edited them in there. So you really can't... It's pretty seamless, the stand-up.
Yeah.
But, it's mainly that with two live songs. And then there are four studio songs that are recorded that go after the live stuff.
Wow.
And then two bonus tracks of very early Skippy material from like when the character was first being developed.
And what do you find that they're playing from the Skippy album? The live stand-up, the studio stuff?
I have to look at what they sent me. I recognize only, I think, stand-up at this point. But, you know, right now they're playing stuff in this quarter. So I'm sure when I get the next one, they'll have some of the Christmas songs.
Because that Christmas song was good. Like, I could see a place for that, you know, like...
Well, we also gave it to Vivid, so hopefully they'll start playing it, too.
Yeah, it's good. It's like, I mean, obviously it's dirty, but it's like, for people that are, you know, for shows that's what they're... It's fucking good, you
Thanks,
know?
Man.
It's funny.
Actually, what's his name? Henry Phillips did the music for that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics, and I had the kind of the melody, and I emailed him, like, and I kind of sang it, and he goes, all right, man, yeah, come on over, and... We'll bang this out real quick.
That's a good impression.
Thank
you. How you doing? How you doing, Henry?
Hey, Darren, how you doing, man? I've just been, you know, just gigging around, you know.
That's cool, man. Oh, look who's walked in, Bobby Collins.
You know, I never knew you couldn't give a dog sauce. You know, hey, Darren, how are you?
I'm so good, man. You're like the tannest comedian I know, but then again, everyone's tan compared to me. I'm a ginger.
No, you're very pale. The last time I saw something that pale, I was pissing on a dead kid.
Oh, jeez.
I've gone darker in my old age.
This is Bobby Collins.
Your material is as dark as your skin.
That's a dark... Yeah. Bobby Collins is a real dark comic.
You know, the other day I was fisting a nun, and I thought my mother was right.
Wow.
I know, I'm sorry.
All right, now, and then here's Bobby Slayton. Can you do Bobby Slayton?
Okay, here's Bobby Slayton as a Christian comic.
Here's
okay.
The thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about Jesus. Jesus. He was a savior. He died for our sins, and that's why I think we should all be nice to each other.
That's a nice thing to say, but it's not very funny.
Wait, I'm not supposed to be funny. I'm talking about Jesus and the Lord. Okay. Let me tell you something else. You broads. Let me tell you about you broads.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for you, I would not be happy because you women are the light of my life, and I love you very much.
Jeez. What about Asians, Christian Bobby? What do you feel about Asians?
Oh my God. You really. You want me to go there? Okay, fine, I'll go there. Let me tell you about Asians.
Yes. They drive like crap.
Nice people. Nice people. Whoa. They know how to drive. They make great cars. They make great technology.
How are their penises?
Penises. I don't think about that stuff, Darren Carter. I think about the way Jesus made the Asians in his likeness.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Now I feel like I'm doing Pacino now.
Hoo-ha! Asians! Yeah. Let me tell you about the Asians.
By the way, I saw on TMZ, because I have no life, at the Laugh Factory, apparently Chris D'Elia roasted Justin Bieber on stage.
Oh, you saw that on TMZ? When did that happen, recently?
I guess so. Like, I just saw it literally today.
Wow.
But I didn't watch the video. I just read the mention about it.
Wow.
But yeah, apparently, dude, D'Elia, I wonder if he and Bieber are now buddies.
Well, I'll tell you, I know for a fact Bieber's been to the Laugh Factory before, because I've gone there.
You told me about that, yeah.
And I've gone there when he's, like, and I think he only watches, like, Chris D'Elia and then leaves. Like, when I was there.
Is that my phone right next to you?
Yes. Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry.
Oh. Keep talking. Oh. Whoa, that's really bright. Are we still recording?
Yeah,
we're still recording. Was that Bieber?
That was Justin Bieber. He was very upset.
Hey, man.
Yeah, like he talks like that. I don't even know. Yo, listen to me, yo. But yeah, the last one of the times I was there, he walked in and watched Chris D'Elia, and his nine black bodyguards are all upstairs. They laughed. He tweeted about it. Chris D'Elia retweeted it, and then what's his name just left. Yeah, and it was funny. Like some of the comedians were kind of like, not gonna say bitter, but like one of the comedians later on was like, I don't fucking want him watching me.
Who, Bieber or D'Elia?
Bieber. No. I go, you don't want him watching you? Like, why wouldn't you want this guy to watch him? What if he tweeted about you? I don't want Justin Bieber fans to start following me on Twitter. I was like, but that's more, that could be like 5,000 extra followers. It's all teenage girls, man. I'm glad that fucking guy left. I was like, wow, it's interesting. Like,
I try not to, we've talked about this many times. Like, I never want to be that comic, and I sometimes find myself acting like that comic, and I quickly stop it. But I would fucking love to have Bieber tweet about me.
I know,
like, that'd be awesome.
It's weird too. Like, I remember one time I was at Left Factory, and he was as close as we are, like right now. I remember thinking, like, wow, this is like weird. Like, even though I don't have his albums, and I'm not like probably not going to be in his concert anytime soon. It's still interesting to know, like, wow, one of the most famous people in the world right now is, like, right here, like, right there. Like,
that happened to me one time when I was kind of, like, hanging out with Jamie Kennedy for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
And he was dating Jennifer Love Hewitt at the time. And we were we were working at the Tempe Improv together. And I was hanging out with him. And she's a really, really sweet person. Allison's met her, too. But I'm sitting across from it, she was reading like one of the gossip magazines, and there was an article about her and him, like as a couple, and like they were just saying some shit about them. And Jennifer, she was like, "Oh God, I hate when they write shit like that." And she hands me the thing, and I'm reading it, and then like it's their picture there, and then I look up, and it's them right there. I'm like, "This is I'm reading about you in a rag magazine." And that's, I know, wild. What they're saying isn't true. It's got to be so fucking weird to be you right now.
Yeah, that is got to be weird.
No, it's crazy.
I did a show last week with Tom Green, and we did a Marine base. It was Tom Green and Carrie Hilson. And Carrie Hilson is a big-time R&B singer. Like, she's sort of like a Beyonce type, you know? And
oh, I know Carrie Hilson, yeah. She has a song with, she had one a real big, like, Turn Me On or something like that.
Was it Knock Me Out or something, or Knock Me Down? Was it that one with Kanye West?
I thought it was the one with Lil Wayne or something.
Probably.
And it was like, Turn Me On.
Like, I didn't know who she was until the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, wow, she has like 3 million Twitter followers and like 45 million views on YouTube and all this kind of stuff. Anyways, long story short, she's very famous. I didn't know who she was, but that's okay. It's just me. And after the show, you know, like the next morning, we were at the airport in Yuma, a small airport, and she and I were just hanging out talking, and I was like, hey, let me get a couple of pictures, and that'll be kind of fun. And so we're actually on the tarmac, like actually walking out there. You know, it was that's how small the airport was, and I'm taking pictures, and you know, and she was so cool. She was like, oh, the lighting's better over here. Let's go over here, and
oh, that's
that
cool.
kind of thing. And I wanted to see how to spell her name, so I looked it up on something, and then I went on Twitter, and apparently that same like the night before. That's when Beyonce dropped that new album.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she secretly dropped an album on iTunes.
Like 20 new tracks without anybody finding out, and videos.
And videos, right? So it's like the biggest, like, it's just the talk of the day. So I go on Twitter, and there was all these people that were saying, like, negative things about Carrie Hilson. You know, like, kill yourself. Beyonce took it to a new level. Like, I didn't even realize they were... competitors, but they're not. But I'm just saying, people sort of, you know,
that's the one thing. Like, and I know people have talked about this before, yeah. But it really is true. The internet has given a voice to everyone.
I know,
and I think at this point, people who are in some kind of position where they're of notoriety, be it an entertainer, a politician, whatever. At this point, we have to be able to separate it. We have to go. Yeah. Okay, you know what? That's just someone's opinion. They wouldn't have the balls to say that to my face, but the internet has given them that anonymity, that power.
Yeah,
I can't take it seriously. That's their opinion. Whatever. If they're saying negative shit about me, as long as people are aware of me, mm-hmm. you know, that means that I have some kind of notoriety and I might be able to still, you know, bring people to a show.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's how I. That's why I think you have to look at it. Because if you took every negative comment to heart, you'd be sitting with a fucking pill bottle.
I felt so bad for her because, you know, it was just like somebody wrote like, ooh, she better not wake up this morning. It's going to be an awful morning for her, like when she finds out the latest, you know. And it was funny, as I looked up and I saw her, like she was like on the airplane, like she's already up early in the morning and on her way to the next project. But it's just kind of funny how like,
yeah, there's a need for all of us to create drama.
Yeah.
Drama is introduced in order to keep us at bay with thoughts of things that really have to do with anything. And so instead, you've had shows over the course of the years creating more and more of this image and this more and more of this, you know, kind of pitting you against me mentality.
You know what's kind of funny? You're so right about that. Like, I was going to tell you something. You know, on that. I was talking about the Vine, like those mm-hmm. Vine videos, because they're 6 seconds and they loop, and it's like it's its own art form. Like people that really have mastered it, like where they've got like hundreds of thousands of, you know, followers or whatever. Like they just get their point across, and it's funny or whatever it is. Like, you know, like some guy, like one guy, he's very athletic. The one I showed you, he's like the thing was like titled something like "How I Feel When Finals Are Over," and all it is him. Running, and then a car drives by, and he jumps over the car. And he's like, woohoo! And he jumps over the car, and the car goes, meow! Hits the horn, and it just loops. And it's kind of amazing. Like, you watch it, and like, I can't believe this guy jumped that high. But, like, something super simple like that. You know, but I did my little joke about how can you tell if a snowman is male or female? By the snowballs. And it was funny, like, some people are like, I can't stop watching this. It's so funny. He does the funny voice. His face is funny. He looks like Snoop. Whatever they're writing, right? And then you got these weirdos. Like, this one kid, he was a young kid, and he wrote, like, 6 comments in a row, like, hate you. I hate you. You suck. You're 87 years old. Just stop. This is the worst. And I was like, wow, it's really... When I was, like, 13 or 14, like, you know, you and I, we'd see... I don't remember being mean or hating like an older performer. Like
people are taught to hate.
Like think about all these Dr. Demento people that we still love. Like even Spike Jonze, who was way older. Like I would never like write to him and be like, "You're old. You suck. I hate you. You're."
It's a different world now, man. It really.
I don't think
is.
I would do that anymore.
But it's also that over the course of time, if you look at the way that everything has been shown to us media wise, we have been taught to pit you against me, that I'm better than you, or that I need to feel superior to you in some way. So these kids understand only one thing. If Beyonce's coming out with a new album and Carrie Hilson is also coming out with a new album, well, then they're, of course, at competition with each other. They're probably going to hate each other. So the people who are fans of this person have to hate on that other one and tell them how much they disapprove of them existing.
Oh, yeah, because I think you're right. Like, it's like back in the day, it was the Beatles fans, and then there was Elvis fans, right? But I don't think people had an outlet to, like...
Well, no, there wasn't an internet back then. Most you could do is, like...
Just choose not to listen. That was the most that you could do. Or you could, like, protest that you thought that they were jiggling too much of their junk.
Yeah.
Jiggling their junk?
Jiggling their junk. Elvis was a class act. He jiggled that junk like a man.
Elvis the
like
Elvis.
A 1950s
Elvis.
Man.
I'd like to sing a little song right now. It's called Jiggling the Junk.
Mm-hmm. Like, have you seen that new commercial? There's a commercial out right now. It's so provocative. I can't even believe that they're doing it.
Oh, with the jingle bells?
Yeah, it's the jingle bells, but they're like it's like implying that the man, like basically it's like six hunky guys in a row, and then they're all wearing boxers, and they shake their bottoms so that it seems like their penis is ringing a bell.
Really?
Like their penis in their shorts is like the bell. And it's fucking all over. It's on regular television. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon when kids are home. I mean, Whoa. It's just the most provocative thing I've ever seen.
I think it's offensive towards men. I think men are being exploited by the media. And I think it needs to stop.
Right.
What about women? When are women going to be, you know, show a little skin? Mm-hmm. When are they going to cross that line and make women the more provocative?
Yeah.
It's just, it's funny to, like, think about how, 45, 60, 50 years ago, you weren't able to see
people
something.
Showing a bed, you know?
You weren't showing a bed, or, like, you couldn't show Elvis from the waist down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and now you're like, here you go. Let's pretend his balls are the bell.
Well, speaking of guys with big balls...
Yes. Oh, look who just walked in.
It's time for...
It's the Skippy Green Show!
Darren Carter.
Hey, buddy, congratulations. I heard you're getting played on Sirius XM now.
Who told you that?
Flip.
Who's spreading this rumor?
Flip Schultz.
Flip Schultz, that unfunny prick wouldn't know funny if it fucked him in the ass. And it normally does.
And that's you. You're the funny one that fucks him in the ass.
Who the fuck are you? Who are you to talk to me?
That's the lady that was hunched over earlier singing Christmas tunes.
The only time I ever saw her hunched over was over my lap. whatever. All right. They're not all winners, Darren. They're not all winners.
He's okay. Quick. This is Skippy's guy is quick.
Don't say it.
Usually used to...
Because he's quick when he fucks me. Is that what you're saying? No. Who cares? I win. All right.
Wait, Allison.
I was going to say when I would sit on your lap, Santa Skippy.
Allison, have you ever...
You would always give me your candy cane right up the old, chimney. Right up the old chimney.
Have you ever had to make a choice between sleeping with Skippy or Flip? And do you have a choice? Which one you like better?
Oh, there isn't a choice. It's like old Coke and new Coke. You know?
Yeah.
They're both kind of bland.
Oh,
I love you. I'm kidding. You see how I did that there? So, actually,
I'll
I've never.
That one.
It was good, right?
I'll give you that one.
You're welcome. Skippy's so likable. He's humble.
Sometimes he can
handle
it.
Let you get a lick in.
Sometimes he can
handle it. I'm usually the one who's getting the lick in.
Literally, he can always get a lick in.
She's like a Rolex. Takes a lick in and just won't get off my fucking arm.
takes a lick in and just wants more dick in.
Damn.
Anyway, I what have.
All right.
No, I
like
the choice.
Skippy was offended. The choice.
And I was offended by how unfunny it wasn't. I turned your mic off.
Oh shit! Takes a licking and wants more dicking. Oh.
What are you gonna say?
So
I just turned the mic off again.
Okay.
Now what are you gonna say?
I usually choose.
There goes the mic again.
Then I guess I'll never choose anybody again, either of you.
So what are you?
Oh.
Who are you, Andrew Anti-Dice May?
What?
I don't know. All right, Darren, are you ready? You know how this goes, right?
Yes.
I ask you a question.
10 things I get to fuck. No, 10 words or less.
10 words.
Not 9?
Exactly. Yeah. Not or less. And you could watch the hoe with the chips, and she'll keep count.
Not you 9, ready? Not 11, 10.
Precisely. The man listens to the show. If you
could fuck.
Thinking of a good one.
I got one.
This isn't your time. If you could fuck Justin Bieber.
Oh, gosh.
Wearing an outfit of any woman in existence.
Oh.
Who would it be and why? In other words, Justin Bieber in drag. But in drag of a specific person. Who would that person be and why? This is going to be the most fucked up question I've ever asked.
I would have to say Beyonce? Was that 10?
6.
I don't really want to fuck either one of them. But just because I'm trying to do callbacks here. Okay, hold on. Okay.
You want to ask you a different one?
Okay, yes. Ask me a different one.
I got one.
All right, for the first time, I'm going to let the woman try it.
Okay.
If you could fuck any cartoon broad from any era, what cartoon broad would it be and why?
It would be Popeye in drag, you know, wearing a Justin Bieber t-shirt.
Perfect.
It's the Skippy Green Show.
I'm going to just let that one stay.
That's pretty hot.
All right.
That is pretty hot. Justin Bieber in a Popeye drag.
I've seen the arms on that girl.
In Justin Bieber drag.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, thanks again for doing this. Darren, part of the family. I can't even say you're good. Mm-hmm. Of course, DarrenCarter.com.
DarrenCarter.com. On Twitter, follow me at Darren Carter on Twitter.
There you go.
Darren Carter. Yeah.
And do you have any, you're on your way to Irvine right now, right?
Yes, Irvine Improv. And by the way, the real cartoon that I would fuck is probably Fred Flintstone's wife. What was her name? Wilma?
Oh, Wilma.
Oh, yeah.
Get your rocks Wilma. Off.
Yeah. Oh, Fred, Bonnie, Fred. Yeah.
Get your rocks.
Get your bed rocks off.
Exactly.
I like that.
But that's somebody else's joke. That was like a Family Guy.
Oh, I'm sure it's been done.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, get your bed rocks off. Probably.
Probably.
Or I'm trying to get my rocks off. That's what Fred said.
Oh, that's funny.
Funny, right?
Yeah.
All right.
How'd you like that question? How'd you like that question, Flipper? Especially from Skippy. I can't believe you never asked about the cartoon broads.
Well, what Skippy's been doing lately is trying to call back something that's happened in the episode, which is why Skippy did that question. But your question was cute.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it's kind of hard to do that Skippy like callback thing, I would imagine. Like it depends.
I would have to ask him.
Yeah.
I think the randomness.
Real.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. We're just a schizophrenic show. He's
fuck.
Real. He's not real. He's real. He's not real.
It's any my guest.
It's my mother, my daughter, my mother, my daughter.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be appearing in Fresno, you said?
Yeah. I'll be at the Chuck Chansey Casino. You know what, I'll be at Chuck Chansey Casino right before Christmas. I'll be the best thing is just follow me on Twitter at Darren Carter.
Go.
They're all out there.
Perfect.
And the next time I'm on, I would love to hear a little either your voice diary from back when you were a kid. That'd be really funny.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can get that set up for next time.
Cool.
For a special request. And Allison?
Yay, you can see me on Showtime next month for the first time.
Nice.
I'm not sure if I talked about that. We'll do it another time.
But indeed. Definitely very exciting. The Sex Awards on Showtime.
Sex Awards on Showtime.
Do you know the date that it's airing?
Oh, gosh. I think mid-January. You can check your Showtime calendar listings and search for the Sex Awards.
The Sex Awards.
We'll talk more about that on the next episode.
Absolutely.
You can hear me on Sirius XM Radio, on Vivid Radio. My new Christmas songs.
That's right. This Thursday, right? For their Christmas party.
Christmas party Thursday, but also I think at some point in between towards Christmas.
Well, there you go. And for those of you in the LA area, tomorrow, 3 big shows in a row. 8 o'clock at Flappers in Burbank with Darren Carter.
Boom.
8 o'clock show. And then 9 o'clock, Sal's Comedy Hole, Skippy Green. We'll be appearing as part of the Naughty Show's Roast of Santa Claus. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Skippy has definitely written some doozies. And then 10 o'clock at the Merrow's Improv, I will be appearing at the Comedy Juice Show. So three shows back to back. And check all that stuff out at flipisfunny.com, on Twitter at Flip Schultz. And don't forget to follow this podcast on Twitter
at WFDpod. At WFDpod. And or I'm sorry, at What's for Dinner Pod. That's what I meant. At What's for Dinner Pod. Fucked up. And again, get all the stuff at iTunes. And we will see you guys next week. Thank you again for listening.
Yay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Happy everything. And again, Darren, thanks for doing this, man.
Thanks, man.
No problem. See you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Where the hell is that music?
What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Keep fucking up.
Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.